I wear them on stage because I think it looks groovy. And I'm not too particularly worried about my physical safety up on stage. And the only real thing that I do wear is earplugs. And I don't wear earplugs not to hear. I wear what is called ear valves, because any sound over a decibel of 125 dBs is permanently injurious to the hearing nervous system. And this filters out anything over 125 dBs. And subsequently, I don't go home with a permanently injured hearing system. I think that I am mostly disappointed by the fact that most of the people seeking public office in America today seek it for the prestige it might offer them personally, and they're on some kind of a weird ego trip, and that I don't think there is a man running for the presidency today who is genuinely committed to the public service and the public interest. Forget about the issues per se, and forget about narrowing it down to that small a look at the horizon. The only thing I can tell you is that there is no one, as far as I can see, and it's demonstrated by the debauchery of the Democratic Convention, and it's demonstrated by the landslide that Nixon won, and it's demonstrated by the groundswell of Wallace. I don't think that the climate is right in America today for there to be a president who is genuinely a public servant. And when that man comes along, we'll be all right.
Most important artist we've had in a decade of music, and that's legit. I'm not kidding anybody with that.
Those of you who have heard, you know, a snatch of Tiny Tim here or there will think Cor would have put on, but I knew him in the Village about 5 or 6 years ago, and not only was he doing the same thing then, but in all the time that I've known him since, he's never been any other way.
You know, he's a master at it.
Yeah, and you ask him how old he is, he says, "Oh, I wouldn't dare divulge my age, Dills." Oh, come on, Tiny, how old are you?
I feel ageless.
But it's for real, and he's really, you know, he's lovely. And he sings, you should hear his album. I don't know if it's out here yet. But his album, if you listen to it top to bottom without distractions, you will be charmed and amazed. There's one cut on that album that never fails to move me very deeply.
Whistle.
Oh, and whistle?
Yeah, I mean, really, you whistle along with it and sing along. It's great. It's charismatic and very magnetic.
The ice caps are melting. Ho, ho, ho. Great songs of social significance.
The last time I heard him, when I was in England, I was at a Beatles session. They were doing Revolution. And at the end of the song, John went like this to Ringo. And Ringo put Tiny Tim on, and that's at the end of the... You ever heard that at the end of the Revolution?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was on.
Oh, yeah. I think he's terrible.
Oh, it's a total break from anything we've done. The name of the motion picture is Head. Head, not Head. H-E-A-D, Head. And it is, I can't really even describe it, and I've seen it like 3 or 4 times.
For the kids.
Yes, there's songs in it, but they're non sequitur, but not really.
It's for the kids. It's a fantasy.
And it's a fantasy, and it's
for the adults. It's real.
Adults only will be allowed into the theater.